Even though no memoir can be exactly correct, the Chevalier's memoir is pretty accurate as a reliable historical source. Let's look at the accuracy of the events mentioned in the reading. First, the loan from the merchant doesn't necessarily mean the Chevalier was poor, since we know the Chevalier spent huge amounts of money on parties and gambling in Switzerland, and he had wealth, but it was the kind of property that had to be sold first to get money. It usually took a few days to convert his assets into money. Because of this, when he ran out of cash, he had to borrow money to use while waiting for his money to arrive. Second, the accuracy of his conversations with Voltaire are explained in his memoir. The Chevalier states that he recorded everything he could remember about their conversations each night immediately after they conversed. He evidently kept his notes through the years and referred to them while writing his memoir. Witnesses from his later life confirmed that he regularly consulted notes and journals while composing his memoir. As for his escape from prison in Venice, other prisoners in the same prison had even more powerful friends and were unable to bribe their way to freedom. This being the case, bribery is a very unlikely explanation. Some old Venetian government documents prove the best evidence. According to the documents, the ceiling of the Chevalier's prison room had to be repaired shortly after his escape. Why else would they need to repair the ceiling if he hadn't escaped exactly as he described?